Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the great battle cries of some who would purport to be great defenders of the faith is the proud declaration that they believe the Bible to be literally true. While we certainly would not purport that the Bible is not true literally, we would also recognize that many of the scriptures cannot be taken at face value and certainly cannot be understood literally except as the Spirit is pleased to unfold the literal truth which is set forth in the words on the pages of the Bible. I remember hearing Rolf Barnard say, "The Bible does not mean what it says. Rather, it means what it means." This is wise counsel and takes the ability to understand the scriptures out of the realm of carnal interpretation and leaves the would-be readers to wait upon the teaching of the Spirit of God for proper enlightenment. So just because someone may quote the scriptures quite literally does not mean that what they purport to teach about the truth of those scriptures is not skewed from the meaning which is hidden from the wise and prudent and revealed only unto babes. One thing that has become increasingly clear to me over the years is the inability of men to enlighten other men as to the truth found in the Bible. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. While we must earnestly contend for the faith, we must not do so with a contentious spirit. Recognizing that the Lord alone can give a man a proper understanding of the truth as it is in Jesus. If the Lord intends for a man to grasp the truth, then he will open the man's understanding to receive it. He sometimes uses men to deliver that truth to other men, but the ability to embrace it with proper perception can alone be imparted by him who calls his own by name and gives them his Spirit to guide them. Most of the false doctrine that is spread among those who profess to be the followers of Christ is done by teachers who love to gain a following. There are many who are eager to follow those who speak with an air of authority and who appeal to their carnal reason and emotions. This describes those with itching ears. The rise of the professional preacher and the one-man ministry among the churches has greatly enhanced the speed at which this envelops those eager to hear some new thing and to give deference unto carnal learning and entertaining speakers. Paul told Timothy that he would see a falling away in his own lifetime, as men would reject sound doctrine for those things that appeal to their carnal wisdom. We see it on every hand, even as it has taken place from the time when Paul warned the Ephesian elders of this very thing. The Lord Jesus Christ laid his axe to the root of those who would seek to discover the establishment of his kingdom from a literal or carnal perspective. Malachi was given a prophecy which literally said that Elijah would come before the great day of the Lord. The Pharisees failed to see the unveiling of the Messiah, because they believed that Malachi was instructing them to look for the literal Elijah, who had performed miracles and been taken up to heaven in a fiery chariot. Yet the Lord revealed that this prophecy, while true literally, was not literally true as to their carnal understanding of it. Malachi was literally speaking of John the Baptist, who would come as the harbinger of Christ, for he was an even greater prophet than the literal Elijah. For John has as his life's purpose to testify of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. This day is indeed a literal day, but it is not a literal 24-hour day. Rather, this day of the Lord speaks to the times of the Messiah, or the age in which he would come. These are indeed the last days, the day of his appearing, and most importantly, the day of salvation. This is the accepted time, the acceptable year of the Lord, for he would come into the earth to establish his kingdom. The scripture speaks of but two times or ages in the earth, the former times which were occupied by the prophets who spoke of him who was yet to come, and the latter or last days which John was given the privilege to see begun, and in which the New Testament church presently abides, awaiting the last trump and the voice of the archangel, when the fullness of the day of the Lord shall be manifested as he gathers his sheep from out of every tribe, nation, and tongue, where he has scattered them according to his determined purpose. He shall lose none which were given to him. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.